This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, February 26th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The Worldview spoke to Steve Gruber of Threads for Hope in the Philippines about how they went from supporting one family to 300 families in 15 years.
The missionaries in the Philippines, Alex and Chris Kuo, lived in Manila, and when they would have vacation time, they would go to Puerto Galera, the tourist area on the island of Mindoro. You know, and the money that tourism brings in developing countries puts poor families from the surrounding area at risk of exploitation. Some families were even so poor that they had sold children into slavery. One family that they became acquainted with, the family made thread bracelets. A daughter, her name is Alona. Alona sold these bracelets on the beach. As a means of encouraging this family, Alex asked for $100 worth of these thread bracelets that Alona's family made.
God has used Threads for Hope to transform the lives of many Filipino families in Mindoro. Miracle Hill, a Christian foster care ministry in South Carolina, has been told that it must either change a requirement that foster parents be Christian or shut down, reports the Christian Post. Wheaton College has won a 5-year battle to fulfill its Christian mission without having to provide services like the week after pill and abortion-inducing drugs in its healthcare plans, reports the Christian Post. Wheaton President Philip Ryken said, quote, "We are grateful to God that the court recognized Wheaton's religious identity and protected our ability to affirm the sanctity of human life. The government should never have tried to force us to provide drugs and services against our faith." End quote. When sodomites applied for a permit to organize a pro-homosexual parade in the conservative town of Starkville, Mississippi, the city aldermen voted down their request by a 4-3 vote, reports the Associated Press. A lawyer who specializes in the so-called rights of the sexually perverted has promised a lawsuit. Mona Charon, a National Review writer and senior fellow at the Ethics and Public Policy Center, blasted President Trump at the annual Conservative Political Action Conference, reports the Washington Examiner.
"I'm disappointed in people on our side for being hypocrites about sexual harassers and abusers of women who are in our party, who are sitting in the White House, who brag about their extramarital affairs, who brag about mistreating women. And because he happens to have an R after his name, we look the other way, we don't complain."
Charon was later spotted leaving the conference with a 3-person security detail. The late Reverend Billy Graham's body will be brought to the U.S. Capitol this Wednesday, February 28th, where he will lie in honor in the rotunda through Thursday, March 1st, where the public is invited to pay their respects, reports Christian Headlines. The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association shares, quote, "The tradition of lying in honor in the case of private citizens and lying in state for members of the government dates back to 1852. Since then, only 31 individuals, including 11 U.S. presidents, have been chosen to be honored in such a way. Billy Graham will become the 32nd overall and only the 4th private citizen to receive this distinction. He will join a legendary list that includes Abraham Lincoln, John F. Kennedy, and Rosa Parks." End quote. When asked what he looked forward to the most about heaven, Billy Graham said, "To hear the words found in Matthew 25:23, well done, good and faithful servant." And finally, a 4-year-old superhero has come to the rescue of his little brothers. Michael Pownell of Philadelphia is scheduled to donate bone marrow to his infant twin brothers in March to save them from a rare, life-threatening disease, according to the Daily Mail. Born in October at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, his brothers, Santino and Giovanni, have an immunodeficiency disorder that, quote, "increases the body's susceptibility to infections caused by certain bacteria and fungi," end quote. When Michael asked, "Is this going to save their lives?" and his mother responded affirmatively, he exclaimed, quote, "Let's do this," end quote. The hospital is scheduled to perform the transplant on March 8th. Little Michael is living the ethic of 1 Corinthians 13:5. Love is not self-seeking. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Monday, February 26th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.